Today is the eighth Sunday of the Trinity, and our theme for this morning is Be Prepared. God is ever faithful. Be prepared. God is ever faithful. We need to be prepared when God summons us to enter into our life. And that is the meaning or the main thing in all the readings today. Even when you take the letter to Hebrews and the gospel text, the meaning is that we have to be prepared when God summons us in order to enter into our life. So we see people like Abraham, people like Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, and many of the people whom God chose to be His messengers in the Old Testament. We find that they prepared themselves in order to meet the Lord, in order to do what God has asked them to do. So, in the Bible we see there is a process when God calls us and for us to be prepared. The process is, first you hear the word. That is how Abraham heard the word of God by these three men who were standing near to his tent. He heard the word. And then you prepare. So the word of God tells something and then you prepare. That's what Abraham did and Sarah did. Both of them heard the word and they started preparing. And the third one is, you have to be available. You have to be available. You can't escape and run away from God. You have to be available. So in this process, you hear the word, then you prepare, and then you are available. In this process, we see there is very important element called faith. Faith. Faith indicates here that you believe in what you don't see and experience now, but in God's time and in God's way. That's very important. You need to understand this very properly, otherwise you'll be misled. You believe in what you don't see and experience now, but in God's time and in God's way. Now, for example, if you are sick or if you are not well, you believe in prayer, you believe in medicine, you believe in the doctors, and then at that point you may not heal. At that point you may not feel that you are recovering, but in God's time, in God's way, in the days to come, in the future, you are healed. That is what the text is talking about here. Again, when we take Abraham, the old Abraham and the barren Sarah, believed in a son. When the three men came and told them, they believed in a son. And also Abraham believed in a land promised by God. And that's very clearly stated in the letter to the Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 12, it says, "And so from this one man, as he is good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore." The Bible clearly says that Abraham is almost like a dead man, no life, lifeless person. But God, active, God was active in him, and he was promised with his land, like the, or the generation, like the stars in the sky and the sand in the sea beach. So main thing is Abraham believed in the word of God through these three men who appeared. So my dear friends, the word of God teaches us, trains us, and equips us to prepare for the God's gift, or the God's involvement, or God's blessing, or for God's healing. Word of God prepares us, it trains us, it teaches us, it helps us to prepare for the gift of God. In our day-to-day life, unless you are a student, prepare properly for the exam, the student will fail, definitely. You cannot do any magic there in the exam. You and me prepare. The students need to be prepared there. If you watched yesterday's news, Yupun Abikon made a record yesterday, the running event. Unless Yupun prepare well, he couldn't have made his record. So in order to achieve what is promised or what you don't see in the future, you will not be able to experience. You have to be prepared. You have to be prepared. And that is why in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 34 to 48, says, the master has gone for a wedding and he is going to come. The servants were asked to be dressed and prepared and ready, keep their lamp burning to meet the master when he comes back from the wedding banquet. So in order to experience the joy and happiness of this master, to celebrate the coming of the master, the servants have to be prepared, keep their lamp burning in order to welcome the master, to receive the master, and to participate in joy and happiness. So it says there are two understandings about this master's coming. One is the second coming of the Jesus. Second coming of the Jesus. And the other one is, whenever God summons us in order for him to enter into our life. These are the two understandings about the master. However, meeting the master at his coming is the ultimate goal. And even our life, on this earthly journey, it's a preparation to meet our master at his coming. At that point, you can't give excuses. You cannot postpone anything. You cannot have any other option or other alternatives. But make me the master. Meet the master. So in order to meet the master, you need to be well prepared. And when you are prepared, that means that you are available. You are available for God, who is looking for you. The master is coming from the wedding banquet looking for these servants They will open the door, they will receive me, they will accept me. So Jesus is looking for each and every one of us. But what is happening in our day-to-day life is our sinful nature hides us from the presence of God. Our sinful nature hides us from the presence of God. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. The sinful nature hid all, both of them, from the eyes of God. That is why God is looking for this man. Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you? It is not that God can't see them. It is not that God can't see them. But God is asking, Adam, where is the image that I gave you? My image that I gave you? Where is that image? Where is that image? How this sinful nature came into you? Where did you lose my image that I gave? Therefore, my dear friends, I think it's very important for us to put away all our sinful nature and be prepared, be available for God in order to, that He will meet us, and we also will be able to meet Him to enjoy joy and happiness that the Master is going to give us. Let's be in silence for a while. Loving God, we thank you for your divine words. Help us, Lord, to be always prepared for you, in order to receive whatever you have promised in our life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.